Coach?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any way to explain why you guys have had such good success against Mike Shanahan's team?
We lost last time, so...
Not by much, though.
Well, you know, it's still a loss. So, no, I mean, matchups, they come when they come, and our style of play, they're an outstanding team. We match up against each other pretty well, in my opinion. So sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't.
Right. What's your feeling about this team?
I think it's an excellent football team. You know, the thing that jumps out at you as a coach is you're always looking for matchups. You're always looking for weaknesses. Where can we press our advantage? And you look across the ball, offense, defensively. There's no, oh, we've got to go after this guy, or we've got to attack this guy in the secondary, or we've got to run at this guy, they're just solid across the board. So when you play a team like that, it forces you to be equally as solid across the board, because there's no, oh, we can take advantage of this guy or that guy.
Which defense has more speed, yours or the Broncos?
Good question. Boy, that particularly that linebacking core, that's an impressive, impressive group of athletes. And the way they run to the ball, I'll leave that to you all experts to sort that one out. But they have excellent team speed, and that linebacking core in particular is very impressive.
Brian, a lot of people there, at least, have been quick to want to compare this your team to your 2000 team. Are you buying any of that yet? Or?
No, because the minute we buy into it, then they rip that, saying, oh, you're living in the past. So we're not buying any of it. I mean, well, we can't stop people from making comments and comparisons. Clearly, what that team and what our lineage is defensively, that's our heritage. It is what it is. You're not going to hide from your heritage. By the same token, this is a totally new group, for the most part, and it is a different style. It really is. That group before was a much more basic. We didn't blitz near as much. Basic standard four-man front and a lot of zone coverages. That we're wholly different right now. So those comparisons are understandable, but our guys know better.
Brian, as somebody who's played the Broncos as much as you have and watched Ray Lewis on a daily basis, are we looking at Al Wilson and Ray as the two best middle linebackers in the game, do you think?
Wow, I certainly wouldn't argue that. Obviously, I'm biased about my guy, but like I said before, you can't watch that group defensively. You can't watch that linebacking group, and clearly Al in the middle. They both, and Al, we've seen them a long time now, they both transition from recognition to action incredibly quick. And now you've added that next level of experience that allows them to predetermine or anticipate. So when you're talking about two guys that have great reaction time, and now they've added the anticipation on top of it because they're so experienced. I mean, what has happened on a football field that Al Wilson and Ray Lewis haven't seen before? That's a tough duty.
You getting a sense that Trevor Price, Mike Anderson, pretty excited for this week?
Oh yeah, I mean, in today's game, you always have somebody on your team that is going home to play someplace they've been before. In the transitory nature of the league today, I can't remember a year where we didn't have somebody that carried certain importance going home to the team that they had just come from. And I know they're excited about it. They're going to temper that enthusiasm to a degree. One of the nice things is you're talking about two class individuals. So they have a huge amount of respect for having been in Denver. I can't imagine the fans won't receive them warmly right to the point of kickoff, and then they'll dog cuss them like they do the rest of us. But two class individuals that I know value and appreciate their time in Denver.
Are you doing anything differently with Trevor that he wasn't being able to do here?
Oh, I don't know about that. We're excited to have Trevor. He gives us an inside pass rush that we've not had here before, even in the 2000-2001 season. And he's a much more fully dimensional player than even I thought. I always tend to bring up the fact that he gives us an inside pass rush, and in doing so, I'm probably remiss and neglectful, and he's very solid against the run as well. So we're thrilled to have Trevor Price, both on and off the field.
Brian, when you look at this Broncos team, are you kind of amazed at how they can just change running backs every year and still have a 1,000-yard guy?
Mike Shanahan does such a phenomenal job, and his staff, the commitment to their style of play and the consistency of it and their ability to identify those that can operate in it is well documented.
Are you guys kind of the kryptonite, though, for their running game? I mean, when they go against you guys, they're not very successful.
Well, I don't know. You know, our guys are very technically sound. I not to be self-serving here, but I think our defensive staff, through the years, and we've been through three defensive staffs, basically, but they do a good job of stressing the fundamentals and the techniques. And if you're fundamentally and technically sound, then you're going to have a decent chance of succeeding against anybody.
When you say that, you mean basically staying on your feet against the cut blocks and things like that?
Sure, sure. And that's true of any style of offense. But you can scheme and this, that, and the other, but at the end of the day, it comes down to alignment, assignment, and technique. And if you get aligned properly, you know your assignment, and you use good technique, you're going to have a decent chance of succeeding.